Chapter 5, Commands About Widows. Do not rebuke an elder, but exhort him as a father. The younger men as brothers, the elder women as mothers, the younger women as sisters, in all purity. Honour widows that are indeed widows, but if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them learn first to show devotion towards their own family and to repay their parents, for this is acceptable in the sight of God. Now she that is indeed a widow and alone has her hope set on God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. But she that gives herself to pleasure is dead while she lives. These things also command, so that they may be without reproach. But if anyone does not provide for his own family, and especially his own household, he's denied the faith, and is worse than an unbeliever. Let no one be registered as a widow who is under 60 years old. Only register those who have been the wife of one man, and well reported of for good works, if she has brought up children, if she has used hospitality to strangers, if she has washed the saints' feet, if she has helped the afflicted, if she has diligently followed every good work, but refused to register younger widows, for when their passions draw them away from Christ, they desire to marry, having condemnation because they have rejected their first pledge. Beside that, they learn to be idlers, going about from house to house, and not only idlers, but gossips and busybodies, saying what they should not. I desire, therefore, that the younger widows marry, bear children, rule the household, give no occasion to the adversary for slander, for already some are turned aside after Satan. If any woman that believes has widows in her family, let her help them, and let not the church be burdened, so that it may help those that are indeed widows. Commands about elders. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honour, especially those who labour in the word and in teaching. For the scripture says, "You shall not muzzle the ox when he treads out the corn," and "the labourer is worthy of his wages." Do not receive an accusation against an elder except at the mouth of two or three witnesses. Those elders that sin, reprove in the sight of all, so that the rest may also be in fear. I instruct you in the sight of God and Christ Jesus and the elect angels that you observe these things without prejudice, doing nothing by partiality. Lay hands hastily on no one, and do not participate in others' sins. Keep yourself pure. No longer drink only water. Use a little wine for your stomach's sake and your frequent infirmities. Some men's sins are evident, preceding them to judgment, but those of others follow them later. Likewise, the good works of some are clearly evident, and those that are otherwise cannot be hidden.